South African sprinter Oscar Pistorius has heard the cheers.
Listen to the Manchester crowd, the best known face in Paralympic athletics, striding majestically down the home straight. Absolutely superb run for Oscar Pistorius over 400 meters.
South Africa's Olympic Committee has now announced Pistorius will compete at the Summer Olympics next month in London. He'll run the 4x400-meter relay and the individual 400 meters. But as you probably know by now, we're talking about a man who had his legs amputated when he was only 11 months old. He's used prosthetic limbs ever since, and he will be the first amputee to compete in an Olympic track and field event.
Sympathy is not really something that lives inside of me. I think you either get along with things or, you know, unfortunate for you if your mindset is dwelling on pity. I just don't see space for that in my life.
Pistorius has also heard the whispers from other track and field stars like Michael Johnson. They say he has an unfair advantage because of the carbon fiber blades that he runs on.
His prosthetics could be made such that he's never going to get shin splints. He doesn't have to worry about that. That's something that able-bodied runners have to worry about. He doesn't have to worry about the last 100 meters of the race dorsiflexion, which is what type of angle your ankle is at. And for over fatigue, you start to relax the ankle. You would prefer not to. He doesn't have to worry about that.
I'm not sure about the whole able body thing. Oscar Pistorius is pretty able in his body and very fast. In fact, his personal best in the 400, which is 45.07 seconds, is faster than the best time recorded by his relay teammates. So joining us now to talk about all this, John Register, an amputee and Paralympic long jump silver medalist, and Craig Spence, Director of Communications at the International Paralympic Committee, joins us yet again. Gentlemen, nice to speak with both of you.
Good morning.
John, let me begin with you. Oscar Pistorius is not the first amputee to compete in the Olympics. He's not the first person to compete in both the Paralympics and the Olympics. I'm wondering why we still haven't settled this idea of an unfair advantage at this point.
You know, I don't know why we haven't settled an unfair advantage. I mean, when you go down to the crassness of it, right? If you think he has an unfair advantage, then go cut your legs off, strap on some blades, and go race him. You know, that's really the bottom line to it. And he does have a very fluid stride, and I disagree with I don't know who that was talking earlier, but he may not have shin splints or anything like that. I don't know if he's trying to be funny, but if you think about it, he doesn't have any power to push out the blocks at all, and he has to use his knees and his hips to do so. He doesn't have any he has to fight centrifugal force around the curve, so that definitely takes away from his whatever advantage he may or may not have on the straightaway. So I just think that, you just have to go back to the crassness of it. You know, cut your legs off, see if you can run as fast as he can.
That the voice that you heard earlier was not joking. It was a track and field athlete, Michael Johnson. And let me go to you, Craig Spence. Is this, how much of an achievement is this, not just for somebody who's competed and won golds in the Paralympics, but for the idea of amputees in the Olympics wholesale?
Well, I think this is great news that Oscar's going to be competing in the Olympics. If you look at the International Paralympic Committee's vision, it's all about exciting and inspiring people around the world. And by Oscar competing on the world stage in London in both the Olympics and Paralympics, hopefully it will inspire lots of people and change perception of what can be achieved by someone with a disability.
Well, but John, have you had to deal with this kind of criticism before, of people not understanding the challenges involved? I mean, I got to be crass with you as well. It seems to me like the disadvantage of having to run on carbon blades, that seems to outweigh any advantage the blades give him. I wonder if you've had to deal with these questions about your own performance.
Yeah, I think, one time, Celeste, I did have to deal with that question. And I came back in a way which was, I always try to make somebody understand where the person is with a disability. So I was a four-time All-American with legs. So I jumped 27 feet with legs. I jumped off. I ran 45.5 leadoff on the 400-meter dash, 4x400-meter relay. So I could run faster than I ever ran as a collegiate athlete. But a reporter once asked me after I lost my limb, if the advances in prosthetics technology, she said, do you think you'd be as fast, and it was against Michael Johnson, or jump as far like I jumped against Carl Lewis? And I thought about it for a second. I said, as a single-leg amputee, no, I don't think I could. But I think the bigger question is, if Michael Johnson, God forbid, or Carl Lewis ever lost a leg, could they run as fast or jump as far as I do? And that's more of a deeper question, because then we're talking about loss, and specifically a trauma limb loss, and having to overcome the psychology of that, the psychosis of it, and then get back on the track and start doing what you love to do in the first place.
So, Craig Spence, tell me, is there an idea that eventually we would have only one, say, overall Olympic Games, or are we still planning, or are you still hoping that we maintain both the Olympics and the Paralympics with some crossovers?
Well, the Paralympics and the Olympics are two great sporting events that come together each and every 4 years. We have a contract with the IOC that means that the Paralympics will run after the Olympics up until 2020. And the thing is, I mean, there's lots of talk here about Oscar and the technology. One thing to remember here is that Oscar Pistorius has run on the same blades and the same technology for 7 years, yet he's managed to take 2.5 seconds off his personal best for 400 meters. Now, that is through his hard training and work rather than his technology. And I think people need to give credit to Oscar for that rather than discuss the fact of, does he have an advantage or a disadvantage?
Well, let me go back to you. That's Craig Spence, Director of Communications at the International Paralympic Committee. You know, it seems to me, and you can disagree, John, that the Olympics are, for me, are all about taking joy in what the human body is capable of. And to that extent, Oscar Pistorius is an incredible inspiration, not just to people who are amputees, but to anybody.
Well, you know, all Paralympians and all Olympians are great inspirations, regardless, because they're doing something that no one else in the world is doing. I totally agree with Craig that, you know, what I think Oscar does for Paralympic sport is he begins to legitimize our sport because in the 100 meters and 200 meters this year, when he comes to the Paralympic Games, he's going to have to race with his other Paralympic competitors, that being Jonathan Peacock of the United Kingdom in the T-44 class, and Blake Leeper in the T-43, who is a bilateral amputee from the United States. Both have run under this year 11 seconds. So they've run 10.85, I think it was, for Jonathan Peacock, and 10.95 as a bilateral amputee, Blake Leeper. Blake is only a tenth of a second behind Oscar in the 200 meters.
Sounds like it should make for an exciting race. That's John Register, an amputee and Paralympic long jump silver medalist. Craig Spence is Director of Communications at the International Paralympic Committee. Thanks to both of you.